one night, there's a there's a single line goes cross country. You know, it's about 600 k's long. And it comes down a bit of a hill, and then it splits into two tracks at a set of points, and the two individual tracks go into two individual feed lines into a grain silo area, big above ground bunker, big above ground bunkers, you know, huge. And what had happened was there were two trains, you know, one went, they were almost touching at the points, but they weren't quite, you know, and one went up the hill on the main line, and one went round the corner into the grain, with the bunk, with the grain bunkers, the storage areas, you know. And what happened was, so I went up there between, like, you know, I used to work in the railway, so I'm familiar with trains, and there's, you know, just. Forget all the hysterical exclamations and screaming and words. There's only, when it comes to fucking around with trains, just don't. You know? Just don't. And, what happened was, you know, you got to be mindful of the speed and location and distance from the train and all this sort of stuff, but where it's like in a sort of a shunting yard where the trains are going past at, say, anywhere from half walking speed up to, say, 20 k's an hour or something like that, you're pretty safe as long as you keep, say, at least an arm's length away from them, you know, and you keep your fucking eyes out for what's coming and going, you know, because occasionally bits might sort of stick out, you know, that have sort of got damaged or something, and they'll come along and fucking rip you in half or whatever, you know. And anyway, so it was a grain train full of these huge big wheat carrying or grain carrying rolling stock, and they're fucking huge, you know. And I think the axle and wheel sets are rated for about 20 tons each, you know, so each wagon is capable of carrying sort of nearly 80 metric tons, so they're fucking huge, and there's a lot of them, and the trains are usually like a kilometre long, you know, so you know, that's a lot of fucking train. And I forget exactly how I got there. I got there because I walked there, and I knew where I was going and what I was doing. And but it was, there was no moon that night, and it was just starlight only. And I'm not going to try and bullshit you, but I think there was gaps in the clouds so I could see where I was going in the starlight. And then the clouds kind of came over, and, you know, just low sort of clouds, no wind, very still night, very quiet. And I ended up in a place about 20 metres away from the actual points, the rails where they cross over and stuff, so that meant I had one huge fucking very long I'll just pause this. And so that meant I was sort of standing in the sort of finer point of a wedge between two great big grain trains. One was parked, and that was about a kilometre long, and there was another one that was parked, but it had a locomotive attached to it. And so I was in the very fine fucking gap where the trains were kind of nearly about to meet, and they weren't. They just parked them fairly accurately, you know. And it was pitch dark. There was no starlight, moonlight, nothing, you know. It was absolutely black. And I had about an arm's length to the train on to my right. And I had about an arm's length to the train on my left. And one of them started moving. And I was not, it was the most frightening time of one of the most frightening times of my life, because of how close they are and how the sound of one reflects off the other, you know. And I think they were both full, both trains. I couldn't, and because they were only like, you know, a metre away from me from each side, you know, and or not even that, you know, and the only thing I could do was just stand absolutely still until the train that was rolling had gone past. And so what I did is I was just sort of parked at a fucking siding somewhere tonight, and one of the grain trains went past, you know. And so after the locomotive had gone, I cut out that bit of the video, and then I added the same piece of audio but boosted the sound up. And it's like, so if you go, I don't know, I think it's stereophonic. So yeah, if you put your heads between the speaker so it's nice and loud, you know, clunk, 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 you know. If you put your heads between the speakers, you might be able to imagine what it's like standing, what I was going through when I was standing there, you know. I was safe. I was perfectly safe, fundamentally speaking. But, you know, you don't... What I find is there's things you just don't fuck with. And when it comes to rolling stock, you know, freight cars and wagons and tankers and, you know, passenger carriages and locomotives and all, just don't fuck with them. Don't. Absolutely just don't, you know. You've got no chance, you know. You know, I didn't feel I was in any great danger, but it only required me to stick my arm out and get it tangled in something that was going past, which was kind of a little bit on the remote side, but, you know, you don't do it. You don't fuck around with trains, you know. You don't test things out in the dark, so to speak, you know. And so I just had to stand there for a full, I don't know, 5 minutes while the train rolled off and picked up a bit of speed and stuff like that, and it was just like this. So once the picture goes, then the audio gets dialed up a fair bit, and it's yeah, I think at that time I was very safe, but it was so close to being very, very, very fucking nasty, you know. and all I could do was just stand there like a telegraph pole, you know, and wait for it to go. And eventually it did go, and I was able to make out through the which train had gone by the lights that had suddenly appeared in the distance, on which side, you know what I mean? And I was able to get going from there. And but it was interesting, you know, you learn by doing. Just don't go too far into the fucking extremes, you know. Make sure it's a situation that you can pull out of without fucking, you know, getting seriously injured or dying or something. And yeah, it was good. So here's a replication of that event. Thank you.